Sunday afternoon, we're going back to Chayvus Halvadas, Shachesh Ben HaNefesh. It's Yud Aleph Iyar, I think. Sunday afternoon, Shachesh Ben HaNefesh. Resume Shachesh Ben HaNefesh, where he, Chayvus Halvadas, all sorts of things to think about, and we'll start from number 18. Number 18, there's 30 of them, all sorts of things to think about. And he wants you to think about them, not just read them in his sefer, but it was supposed to maybe make a little card and think about that. I'm still thinking about the seven things in Shara Bitoch and Perek Beis. So number 18 is, and he has some very sophisticated things here. Number 18, let me give a picture of number 18. Number 18 is that a person should think about, I'll use the masculine gender, but obviously it means women also, how small he is and how big he is. A person is at the same time, in other words, we live with this dichotomy. We live that the whole world is dependent on us, and if you know, like Nefesh HaChayim, and certainly the Chavis Halvadas also says that the whole, you know, a person is the only one with Bechira, and the only creation with Bechira, and we determine the world, we determine the fate of the world, the fate of the Elyonim, Malachim, everything is dependent on us, because we're the only ones that make decisions, and decide if we're going to recognize and acknowledge Hashem, and serve him, and give the world meaning and purpose, or not, and chas v'shalom, the opposite. So Hashem, we know, pushes Klal Yisrael in a certain direction. We don't always, things are not always as smooth as they should be, as he wants them to be. And he pushes us, he makes, sends us into exile. I mean, so a person, you know, okay, that's, a person has to realize that. So everything I do is meaningful, and everything I do makes a difference. There's no such thing as a person that doesn't make a difference. A person makes a difference. Number 18. Perek Gimel, Ashar Cheshbon HaNefesh, number 18. So, okay, now, if you think about that a little too long, you start to pat yourself on the back, and you start to think highly of Gaiva, right? Then you're running the risk of Gaiva. Look at this, look what I am, look what I can accomplish, look how, and you're feeling very good about yourself. So then you have to, like yin-yang, you gotta go back and say a person is the most, actually a person is the most puny creation in the world. Everything else is massive. Even animals are born, almost immediately acquire the ability to fend for themselves. A person, we know, a child, right, it takes a long time to wean him from his parents. I'm still working on my 37-year-old. It takes a long time. And we have to learn how to make a living, and we have to go out there. An animal doesn't have to work for a living. An animal has its parnosa sent to it. And the person is probably the weakest. So on one hand, and this is not just in spiritual matters, on one hand, a person is the most prone to disease, let's say, of all living things. On the other hand, we're the only ones with the ability to know and to create medicines, and to know which herbs Hashem made that have medicinal properties, and to create antibiotics, or maybe it's, or health food stores, and really. So that's what he said. Number 18 is to constantly ping pong. When you're feeling down, you're feeling like, what's the purpose of it all? Maybe I should just throw myself out the window. What's the use? You say, what do you mean? Hashem's waiting for me to do things. Hashem's waiting for me to accomplish things. Every person has a role, has a task. Then you start to feel a little puffed up, a little proud of yourself. So you say, you think about the puniness of man. That's number 18. To go back and forth with these thoughts, never to get down, but you don't end up, so maybe you're thinking, so you end up what's the word, when you're schizophrenic, right? No, that's what I wanted to say. You end up like a schizophrenic. The answer is no, because it all comes together. It says, this is what I am without any potential, and look what the potential that I have to live up to is. So Hashmona Asar Cheshbon Adam in Nafsho Be'ez Kavhusa. He starts off from the big side. Be'ez Kavhusa V'his Gadla V'rochak Mishaleha. He right, he wants to accomplish, he wants to acquire money, he wants to acquire, he's talking now in Gashmius things, he wants to become wealthy, he wants to become powerful, he wants to conquer the world. Right? People want to conquer the world. That's their, when they have, they're brimming with confidence. Doesn't have to be conquering the world in a national sense, although a lot of leaders of nations suffer from, what's it called?
Megalomania.
Yeah, megalomania. But a person even in himself, in his room, in his house, could suffer from that. Ba'olam hazeh, v'hu, so this is what you should think. V'hu she'bonen erko bebriya ben ha'elyona v'tachtonim. He should think about his standing when he thinks about the cosmos, and he thinks about their greatness and their magnitude, and how they do the Ratzon Hashem automatically, and they don't have nisyonos, and they're running to do the will of the Creator, and he thinks about even animals and plants, and all these things are moving along, and they don't have the problems of humankind that we know. People have problems, right? I have an issue. I have an issue. My neighbor's throwing garbage onto my mirpeset, and it's getting me upset, and then I'm going to talk Lashon Hara, and then we're going to have a fight, and I'm going to lie, and I'm going to maybe do ono astvarim, chas v'shalom. We're puny. We are upset by silly things, by petty things. We're prone to disease. We have to struggle to make a living. So this Borelo, if you think about it, you will clarify in your mind katnuso, his smallness, the zeiruso ben yitziros haborius barach shemor biyardi ben yinazeh b'shar hashishi min hasefer hazeh. Remember, we've said many times that really paragimbal of Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh is a great review for the whole Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, because he really takes principles that he elaborates upon in other places in the Sefer, and he says, I'm going to give you 30 things to think about. Think about this, think about that, think about that, and he gives you a thumbnail sketch of what he... So here he says, oh, he talked about this a lot in Shar HaKniya, the Shar of submissiveness or humility or submissiveness to Hashem. I talked about the puniness of man, so that's what you should think about. And then, right before you jump out the window, v'yistakal achar kach b'meshecholak haborim min hagedula la'odam. Then you got to bounce back and you say, look at the potential Hashem gave me, and Hashem gave a person shlita over the animals, over nature. People are the ones that build bridges. People are the ones that conquer nature. People are the ones that split the atom. People are the ones that harness electricity. People do that. That's what a person can do. People want under those. People are the ones that are machadesh in Torah. We learn Torah. We study Torah. We know Torah. We're aware of Hashem with our intellect. That's fantastic. That's great. That makes you feel important and gives you a standing in the world. Sheshlito b'mina hachayim. We lord over the animals, right? You ever read Animal Farm? You know, if the animals ever decided to rebel, you know, they could put us away. A guy's plowing with an ox. What is he going to do if the ox decides, wait a second, maybe I should plow with him? Why should he plow with me? I'm bigger than he is. The ox turns around, and what's the person going to do? Right? It's Hashem gave it in their nature that they're submissive to people. Vatzmochem, we have the ability to know either the nutritional value or the medicinal value of plants and herbs. The hamotzim kmo shekosav, that's a pasuk in Tehillim, tamshilehu Hashem, you will give a person a sovereignty, b'masi yodecha, over everything in the world. Kol shata tachas raglov, you put everything at his feet. Man can conquer nature, can conquer everything in the bria. V'shehudiyo chukai toroso, and then you think about, well, and Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem told us His will. Hashem told us how He wants us to live. V'hemido al komashe yeshbo takonoso, anything that's good for a person, whether it's physically or spiritually, how to get close to Hashem. Wow. No, the animal doesn't learn how to get close to Hashem. Everything, whether it's physics or chemistry or Torah. The Heirim Ma'aloso, oh, now, specifies something that we wouldn't have thought of. If we had to make a list of the milos of a person, I say it's doubtful if we would have put this on the list, but the Chavis HaLovis does, because this is one of the foundations of the Sefer. The Heirim Ma'aloso, another quality of a person, is that he has the ability to acknowledge and to praise and to thank Hashem. To be aware of Hashem, to be aware of what Hashem does for him or her, to acknowledge it and to praise Hashem. Another starts off his Sefer in his Hakdama. I think it's the second or third line in the whole Sefer. I'm talking about the introduction to the Sefer. Same idea. That a person has the ability above all creation to have an awareness of Hashem and to express thanks and acknowledgement and gratitude. And then he says another quality, and this is, again, I don't know if we put this on the list, I don't know if we believe it. We have to believe it, we're supposed to believe it, that we daven to Hashem. And as weird as it seems, and people don't really understand it, it's theologically a little difficult, but Hashem responds to our tfilos. Hashem, korav Hashem l'chol kora'ov, l'chol asher yikra uhu ve'emes. Right, Ritzon Yireyov Ya'aseh. V'yeshavosom, when they cry out to him, Yishma, he hears, V'yoshiyem, and he sends salvation. That's like an unbelievable thing. Hashem is Hashem. Hashem is running the world. And he listens to our tefillos. He set up a system where a person, a basar v'dam, full of all the physicality and garbage that a person carries around with him, and the davens to Hashem, and Hashem listens to him. So first, he says, so when you're feeling down, say, I have the ability to talk to Hashem, and Hashem is listening to me, and Hashem is responding, which is really, it's just a manner of speech. That's how we perceive it, that's how Hashem set up the system. But of course, you know, it's really, theologically, if you learn Shar HaYichud, and you learn about what Hashem, you know, what Hashem Echad means, there's no change in Hashem. One of the meanings of Hashem Echad is that He's impervious to change. We don't know what Hashem is, but we know He doesn't change. So whenever you say Hashem responds to Atfilos, it's kind of weird. But as I've said many times in this class, whenever you say Hashem spoke to Moses, that's also weird, because Hashem is not under the time. Hashem is not governed by time. So you can't really say that at a certain point in time He wasn't talking to Moses, and then at a certain point in time, at 2 o'clock, He was talking to him, and at a minute or two, He wasn't talking to him. Really, that's sacrilegious. That's like terrible. You can't do like that about Hashem. There's no change in Hashem. Hashem is no shina. So we don't understand it. And Michal, Hashem is not under time. So you can't really say at one point in time, Hashem is eternal. Hashem. Ha-Yehovah V'yiyah is the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So, I don't know, you have to say it's at some point above time, it's always 2 o'clock, and it's always 3 o'clock, and Hashem is like eternal. So He's always talking to Moshe Rabbeinu at 2 o'clock. It's like if a play is going on, and there's different scenes going on simultaneously, and they're taking, that's how I think of it. This helps me, not go crazy, I don't know. It helps me deal with it. Imagine the world is a play, and there's like 10 scenes on the stage going on at the same time, but they're taking place at different times. They're portraying different times. So you're in the audience, you're like, you're above that time. The time of the play, let's say the play runs from 2 to 3 p.m. An hour in the life of Walter Mitty. And there's a play going on, and there's like 12 scenes. Each one takes 5 minutes, right? 2:05, 2:10, so you're watching all of them, right? At your vantage point, you're watching what happens at, and they're going on at the end, so you're watching what happens at 2 o'clock, and they're doing over and over those 5 minutes, right? And they're doing over and over those 5 minutes, and they're just, what they're saying always is happening at 2 o'clock, at their 2 o'clock. So that's sort of how I deal with Hashem. That Hashem is like at this vantage point from where there is no time. He's HaYehovah V'Yeh. He's always, he is eternal. Always was, always is, always will be. Knows the future, knows the past. It's always happening. He's above time. So it's always going on. The whole history of the world is always happening at the point of time of the world. Right? So Hashem is always speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu at 2 o'clock. It's just, it's not 2 o'clock anymore from our vantage point. But from his vantage point, it's always 2 o'clock, and it's always 2:05, and it's always 2:10, and it's always 2:20. Okay, anyway, I'm not going to get into it. It gives me a headache also. But Hashem is eternal. I can't help it. No, he's supposed to be beyond our comprehension. It's good. But it should strengthen our sense of wonderment that we can daven to Hashem and He responds to us. That's amazing. Because He doesn't, we don't really understand how that's happening, because Hashem didn't change His mind. And Hashem, but that's the system He set up. Ke'ilu, ke'ilu, ke'ilu. So when we daven, He responds. But that's an amazing koach. Let's get back to the Chesed Chaim's point. He's saying that's a koach, a person. As you think it's hard to split the atom, and it's hard to harness electricity, and if a person has conquered, let's say, certain diseases, he's found the antibiotics, penicillin, he's conquered nature, he builds bridges, he builds buildings, goes to the moon, goes to outer space. So the Chazalava says, above and beyond, he knows about Hashem, he acknowledges Hashem, he has the ability to praise Hashem, and he has the ability to daven to Hashem. A person's feeling down, the Chazal HaLevi says he should shift his thoughts to how great mankind is, how great he is, and he should include, I can daven to Hashem, and Hashem is listening to me. I don't know, the question is, do we really believe that? Hashem is listening to me, and he will respond. He doesn't always respond the way we want, as we know, but I have his ear. I have an audience with the king, right? A guy could work for months and months and months and months to get 5 minutes with the Queen of England. I would say with the president. But unfortunately, we're living in a door that doesn't excite anyone anymore. Not the prime minister excites anyone, not the president. We're dealing with the normal the leaders. Leaders are very depressing. But so that's what the Chavit HaLavda says. V'karo Elav B'tzoros. Think about how you can call out to Hashem if something's happening. U'ba'anoso be'es ha'metzukos. He responds. Okay. U'bocharo bo v'sholcho el bruav. He has sent people to us. He sends Nevi'im to us. He sends... This doesn't happen anymore because of our lack of connection. But he actually picks out people from amongst us to send messages to talk to us physically. And he sends them on a shlichus to us, umosho elof sodos kivuroso, and he gives over to the Nevi'im or to the Chachamim how he runs the world, the haros hamotzim al yodo. You could talk forever about all the chasodim and all the tovos and all the great things Hashem does for mankind. So, agufnius, ruchnius hakolos hamiyuchados chesed v'tolva aleinu. But on the other hand, do you deserve any of this? What am I? What did I do to deserve this? Right? I didn't orchestrate my own existence. I didn't orchestrate my own birth. I didn't orchestrate my ability to breathe, my ability to chew, my ability to swallow, my ability to digest food. What am I? V'stakel ochi kama erka choniklo v'inyon chonivze, a lowly creature. So that's the trick, not to be schizophrenic. To realize the greatness of man, but to realize that it's all attributable, it should all be attributed to Hashem. And left to his own devices, a person is a very lowly creature. Not even as capable as animals, not as capable certainly as the cosmos. It can't exist for any amount of time without the most basic physical needs being met. On the other hand, so everything is Hashem. All the abilities of mankind is Hashem generated. So that's how you solve the schizophrenia. I have it, yes, I have it, but I don't have it on my own. I have it because of Hashem. So it's not me. It's the koach of Hashem that he gives me. Kama erkecha nikla v'inyon chanivza v'kama gidlecha boracha imash inutzorach lecha. Hashem doesn't need us. Hashem didn't do it. He gave us all of this for our own sake. V'godel tzorchacha, our need, el hashgachoso v'hanhagoso, our need for his hashgacha, for his watching over us, v'chus. So we should have rachmonus, so to speak. He's saying, like, have rachmanos on our Torah hagadola azos asher itzecha bo. Hashem ki'ilu gave us a crown. The crown of seichel, the crown of the ability to conquer nature, the crown of the ability to acknowledge and know and praise Hashem, the ability to daven to Hashem. This is a crown, the crown of humankind, of mankind, and don't sully it. Don't have rachmanos on it. Don't dirty it. Don't waste it. Don't squander it. So how do you get to that? Because you think about how small you are, you know, these big scientists who are, you know, if they would think about what they have to do to get through the day and how much they're dependent on basic needs and how a little germ could overpower them, right? They wouldn't feel so high and mighty. They would thank Hashem for giving them the ability to exist, to live, and to study, and to think, and to be creative, and to figure out things. That's Hashem that's raising us up. And it's unbelievable, because this is all for the purpose of our serving Hashem in this world. It's all for our sake. And then we'll be zochet to an eternal life bonded to him in olam haba. And Hashem like feeds us with his avoda, with being modet to him. So then you have to bounce back and forth. Vali v'yecha mashenosecha habore bo b'mesho secharti loch mechazdo v'tovosov. Don't let, so when you're feeling, wow, look at me, I can control nature, mankind, I can control nature, I could dive into Hashem, Hashem's responding to me, I could talk to Hashem, I could praise Hashem, I could figure out how to conquer nature and overcome my natural weaknesses, so you become a Baal Gaiva. This goes binyan chos, so you start patting yourself on the back and feeling I can do it. This gadol benafshecha, this romein bechesed abori olecha, betachshov kimin adin hulach. Right, we say in Yiddish, sukkum mir, it's coming to me. People feel that they deserve it. They feel that it's coming to them. Entitled. They have a sense of entitlement. We all have a sense of entitlement. We have a sense of entitlement to life, a sense of entitlement to anything. Anytime we kvetch that we don't have something, we're implying that we're entitled to have something. So, tachshav ki min hadin ulach, that all these great things he's talking about to pick you up, and not to feel that you're leading a meaningless life, and you're puny, and you have no koach, and you're worse off than the physical world. You're like the lowliest of creatures. So you're saying, no, look at me, I can do this, and I can do that, and I can have a relationship with Hashem. Then you say, oh, I'm so great. And that's what, you have to bounce back. That it's all from Hashem. We can do nothing on our own. V'shata roi lo, you'll think you're entitled to it, it's coming to you, v'yoslo kamohu. I will rather, he dovek b'kniya, go back to kniya, the midas ha-kniya, humility, submissiveness, uva'anova, uva'shiflus, shata roi lo, that's more appropriate for a person. And then Hashem's pumping us up, right? On my own, I can do nothing. It's like let's say a child who, the parents pumped everything into him, and then he acquired abilities, and the parents did everything for him, and brought him up, and put him through school, and taught him, okay? And then he says, oh, I'm more educated than my parents, I'm smarter than them, I'm more capable than them, and really, right, they, first of all, it's not true, and second of all, they were the ones, like, you were nothing on your own. If you would have left him as a child and not pumped into him everything you did, he'd be nothing, so you should be aware of that. So that's how mankind should be. On our real standing in the Bria of the Borei, if you have an Eved, a lowly slave, if the master frees him and raises him, makes him one of his officers, one of his managers, chesed mimenu olov, right? Mibazos nafsho ve'yosob ein of kerko harishon, he's going to realize that how much the Adon did for him. Kodem sheyagber Adonov chazder olov. But if he turns around to the master and say, look how much I accomplished in the last 2 years. What did you do the last 2 years? So the other's going to look at him like, hey, that was all me. V'al yizgada lefono v'yigba liba b'meshegiya olo b'nagdula v'yokor v'al yivakesh mimenu mish'alav derech regilus. This is so important. He says, what happens to a person when he starts to think he did it on his own, he made it on his own? So his davening becomes just by rote, a formula. He doesn't really feel that he's dependent on Hashem, because he's doing it. Look at me. What do I can do? Look at my abilities. And he loses that, you know, when a person really, really needs something and doesn't feel capable and is in a down moment, it has its milus. It's not healthy, maybe you'll say emotionally, but it has its milus regarding, wow, like you really feel dependent on Hashem. I'm dependent on Hashem for my next month's rent. I'm dependent on Hashem for my next week's meal. I'm dependent on Hashem. But then, you know, Hashem sends success, and you say, Baruch Hashem, thank you. Then you don't have that same sense of dependence. And this is why sometimes people have this yono, some people undergo difficult times, because they lose, for example, this sense of dependence, that they're utterly dependent on Hashem. So he has to take them down a notch to remind them, and they have to thank him, because otherwise they wouldn't have remembered. So they say, thank you, Hashem, right? So maybe you shouldn't daven derech regilus, like by rote. Ach yazo v'nyon of eilov, you have to realize you're totally dependent on him. V'yiftach olav v'al tuvo. V'omor lechel ben ha-tzadikim. Shehoye omer achar tfiloso. It's very interesting. This cheshbon, number 18, has nothing really to do with tefillah. It's not focused on tefillah. It's not about tefillah. Yet he keeps coming back to it. He keeps coming back to tefillah as a sign of the greatness of man, that we can talk to Hashem. He comes back to tefillah as a sign of the greatness of man in terms of that he can talk to Hashem, in terms of that Hashem responds. Hashem sends him a Yeshua because of his tefillah. That's the dynamic that Hashem set up. And he talks about when you meet success, you should take care not to daven by rote, because you're losing that helplessness, which is a good thing. You feel helpless and you have nowhere to turn but Hashem. And then you lose that because you're getting a check in the mail every month, every week. You lose that sense of panic. That it's not for Hashem, you know, you're holding on to something, and if you leave go, you're going to fall down off the cliff. So one of the tzaddikim shayom rachat filoso, Elokai. What right? Like this is not what he used to say. Like, boy, I can daven to you. Lo nesoani lamod lefanecha. Please don't think, so to speak, that I have the gall to talk to the King of Kings, because I don't recognize how lowly I am. Lo nesoani lamod lefanecha sichli, my foolishness, my lack of knowledge, bepechisus erki, and how lowly I am. Umiyut yudiyasi, and how little I know of gedulascha v'roma memuscha, because we don't really understand Hashem. How much could we relate to? Ki ator rom v'nisa, v'ani nikla v'nivze, v'kotdon, misha'ol mimucha, that I can talk to you, like you're letting this lowly person into the king screens his petitioners very carefully. You know, they don't let everybody in. And here I am able to come to you and daven to you. Umikro elecha shevach fahalel. And I'm allowed to stand here and praise you. Bekadei shimcha hamakudosh bekolos hamalochim ha'elyonim hakadoshim. So why? Not because I lose sight of how lowly I am. Avol hirshani alzeh. Masha, you gave me the ability, you told me to daven to you. Don't think I feel worthy of talking to my God. I don't feel worthy of talking to Hashem. I know what I am. This is what this tzaddik used to say after every tefillah. I know what I am, and I'm aware of what I am, and I'm aware of my physicality, and then I'm aware of all the things that go on in my mind, and how could I'm davening to Hashem because you told me to. Avol hirshani alzeh masher omamtani b'tzavoscha osi likro elecha. You told me to call out to you. You told me. You told me this is what you do. You need something. You talk to your Father in heaven. Talk to him. So I wouldn't have the chutzpah to talk to you. I wouldn't have the chutzpah to think I can get an audience. Right? People spend months trying to get an audience with some gvir who's maybe going to give them a good check for tzedakah. So they go crazy figuring out how to get an audience with the guy. But here, Hashem said, come talk to me. The door's open 3 times a day. It's open the whole day, but it's especially open 3 times a day for a man with a minion. V'hirshatani l'shabrach es shimcha ha'elyon. You allow me to stand in line together with all the malachim, hakadoshim, and to praise you. Otherwise, you throw me out. Throw this guy out of here. What was he doing here? It smells in here. There's a human being amongst us. A human being with all of his foibles, with all of his mishigasin, with all of his jealousies, with all of his resentments, with all of his inability to be kadosh. But you told me I could. Kafi hakarasi oscha. As much as I recognize you, I should speak out, I should say in my davening. V'yadiyas b'kvotcha im harosi avudasi loch. So all I can do is stand there and express my shiflus, how I recognize that I have nothing other than you. So it's very interesting I find it very interesting that he spends so much time describing tefillah in number 18. Once again, number 18 is the ability to toggle back and forth. It really, you know what? Number 18 is Shara Kaniya. As I said, this is like a chazorah of the whole Sefer. If I had to pick number 18 is a quick thumbnail sketch of the whole Shara Hakaniya of the Sefer. That you toggle back and forth between being nothing and being everything. So you'll become schizophrenic. The answer is, I'm nothing on my own and I'm everything thanks to Hashem. So it's not really me that's everything. It's Hashem injecting it in me, giving it to me. And that will affect your davening. Again, I'm sorry, I find it fascinating. He said, his first mention of davening in number 18 is, it's prominent on the list of how I'm everything. Look at me, I can talk to Hashem. I can talk to Hashem. Wow. I was saying, look at it, you see this phone? I can call up the president whenever I want to. I can call up the prime minister. I can call up Rabbi Malinowitz whenever I want to. And I can talk to Hashem whenever I want to. A man can talk to Hashem whenever he wants to. No other creature could say that. And then he mentions that Hashem responds to the tefillah. Because it's also a tremendous maila that a person could praise Hashem. A person could stand there amongst all the malachim and the chama and the levona and the malachim and the srofim and the ofanim and the chayos hakodesh. And a person takes a slice, he stands online, and he's also part of that choir. Part of the choir of the whole Perek Shira, of all the animals and the plants, and he's part of that chorus, part of that choir. Okay, then he says, so you toggle back and forth, and don't make the mistake of becoming a Balgaiva and thinking that, look what I can do, and then your davening will become automatic. You won't daven with that intensity of a feeling of helplessness, that you're falling off a cliff and you're only hanging on to Hashem, which is the way we're supposed to feel. And so don't fall into that trap, but rather, and then he said this tzaddik, this is the greatest formula, Hashem, after every davening, this tzaddik, like when we say Elokein Nesorol Shani Meiro, so Simon Devei Rimah, this tzaddik said, Hashem, don't think that I feel that I have the right and the ability to daven to you, but you told me to. This is part of your chesed with me, that you told us to daven, and you gave us the ability to daven, and you told us to just talk to Hashem. Praise Hashem to the degree that you do understand Him. We don't even do that. We just say the formula that they wrote out for us. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, Vanora. We say Modem Anachnu Loch. We could have Kavon and Apracha when we learned Shar HaBechina. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal suggests thinking of one thing to praise Hashem for every time you daven that tefillah. Maybe it's your nose. Maybe it's the ability to breathe. Maybe it's for a flower. Maybe it's for the ability to think. Okay, and then so he says, I did it because you told me, and because you told me to do it, and I do it to the best of my ability, and I'm working on realizing my utter dependence upon you. Okay, let's go weiter. But that's not number 18 is about this toggling back and forth. But Toyodea, oh, Sadik's in the middle of talking. Sorry for interrupting him. But Toyodea Hakonosi Vaofani Anagosi, you know what I need, you know what to do for me. The Tzaddik's continuing. But why did I tell you what I need? Like, you don't know? I need this and I need that. So this is a very troubling issue. And everybody, Sforum on davening, this is a major, major topic of what are we davening for. So Chagdalovitz just treats it here very lightly in these few words of the Tzaddik. And he says, look, you know what I need. You know what's good for me. And you know what I need, what you still have to send me, and what would be good for me, and what wouldn't be so good for me. So why did I talk to you for? So first of all, don't think I'm standing in front of you because I deserve to. But you told me to. I have no choice. You commanded me to. You told me to. You allowed me to. Don't think I am fully aware that you know everything that I need. You know my dependence and how I need you for everything. So the only reason I daven to you, I'm not like reminding you, excuse me, Hashem, I still need this. And this is beautiful. I don't know that this is like his way of looking at it. Elisha argish begodel chesroni elecho ubitchoni bach. The only reason we daven and Chazal wa mesaken says the Chayim Salvavus to express our needs to Hashem is for us. As we express it, we realize that we need Hashem. It's a trick. When I say Hashem, please give me parnasa, I'm reinforcing the idea that I need Hashem for my parnasa, and I can't do it on my own. And that's the idea. You're asking Hashem for parnasa, but why? He knows already, and he's going to send it, and it's good, and he's going to, because Hashem wants us. And the Nela, I'm adding, that act, that could be transformative. In other words, if you wouldn't be zeichet to something, that could tip the scale. Because then when I am acknowledging my dependence on Hashem, and I mean it sincerely, so then that's a schus, that's a mitzvah, that's a good thing. I become closer to Hashem. Hashem is more inclined, so to speak, to be favorable to me, because I'm dependent on him. I realize and I recognize and I acknowledge. And then the tzaddik says, so the only reason I daven, says the tzaddik, is so that I should feel dependent on you. And if I say, oh please Hashem, and you something, and let me have this job, and let me be successful in this shidduch, and let me be successful in this relationship, and cure me of this illness. And if I ask for something that's not good for me, another issue we have by davening. So this tzaddik says, "V'yameshal mimcha b'sechlusi, in my foolishness, I ask for mashenu tovli, ba'avakesh mimcha, and I ask you for mashenu takonosi." Do me a favor, just ignore me. Right, he's asking Hashem, don't listen to me. Right? Don't listen to me. You know what's good for me. He packs a lot into these few words. And again, I'm utterly, it's amazing that he's not even talking about tefillah in number 18, but he keeps coming back to tefillah. And he says, so what does the tzaddik say? Hashem, don't think I think that I am deserving of talking to you. That's an amazing thing in and of itself. Okay. Don't think I think I need to remind you of what I need. You know what I need, and you would send it on your own if it's good for me. But A, you told me to daven, but you didn't tell me to just... So you say, okay, Hashem told me to daven. Well, Hashem wouldn't do that to us. Hashem wouldn't tell us to do meaningless things, silly things. He could have told us to jump up and down 10 times. Instead, he told us to daven. No. By davening, we acknowledge our dependence on him. So that's why I asked you for things, to realize I need you for A, B, C, D, and I'm totally and utterly dependent on you for A, B, C, D. And if I ask for A, B, C, D, that's not good for me, so delete. Don't listen to me, Chas V'Shalom. Don't listen to me, because tefillahs have a power, right? So you say, Hashem, don't listen to me. The power of this is really amazing, but, Tefillah is so powerful that it's theoretically possible Hashem will give us what we want even if it's not good for us. That's how powerful tefillah is, because it maintains that dynamic between mankind and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's saying this topic, said don't, right? Which always we should be thinking. When we're davening for something, Hashem, please give this to me if it's good for me. But now we have the answer in the Chayim HaLavos. And these two lines in number 18 in Perigimel Cheshbon HaNefesh, so you say, well, if it's good for me and Hashem will give it to me, why am I davening for it? The answer is to acknowledge my dependence. But I don't want to acknowledge my dependence on Hashem. But I don't want it if it's not good for me. I'm asking for it because Hashem wants me to ask for it, because I'm reinforcing my dependence on Him. But really, I'm leaving it all up to you. You know, Hashem, you know, me and you, we're old buddies. Really, I'm leaving it up to you. Don't, I'm not really serious that I, you know, send me this. This is not easy, you know, I'm saying it lightly. Hashem, please cure me. I have a wound on my foot, please cure me. But I don't really mean you should cure me. Only if it's good to me, then cure me. And I'm only asking you for it. You know better than I do that I need, that, you know, and you'll only do it if it's good for me. But I am saying that even though I'm going to doctors, and even though I'm taking medicine, and even though I'm figuring out which doctor to go to, and I'm figuring out who to listen to, because they all contradict each other. So I'm dependent on you. You're as dependent on that guy, you know, hanging onto a cliff, and his fingernails are slipping, and he's only hanging on to Hashem. And that's why I'm asking you to cure me it's like me. I'm reinforcing my awareness of my dependence. But really, everything's up to you, and I understand that. Kamoshamar David Olav Hashalom, and he closes this cheshvan with this pasuk. Hashem lo gava libi. If you say this pasuk, it's like an amazing interpretation of the pasuk. Hashem lo gava libi, velo rabu einai. I'm not the balgaiva, meaning I don't think I'm anything of myself. Velo hilachti begadolos ubeniflos mimeni. Imloi shivisi vidoimamti. I have to be quiet. Nafshi kegamul alei imo, like the smallest infant carried by the mother. Kagamul alei nafshi. That's what I'm like. I'm like a gomul, a little infant that has nothing in the world. Totally can do anything for itself. Sometimes it can't even nurse. Right? The mother has to like maneuver to get the child to nurse. So that's what Hashem sometimes has to do. He has to maneuver us to be makabel what he's giving us. Okay. But this is not what number 18 is about. Before we go, number 18 is, it's Shar HaKaniya in miniature. The whole 18 is of Shar HaKaniya in miniature, that we toggle back and forth between how small mankind is and how great mankind is. Schizophrenia. The answer is Hashem. Hashem is pumping us up, so left our own devices with nothing, but Hashem gave us certain abilities and told us to use it, and then we're on top of the world, we're on top of the Bria, we're like the greatest thing in the universe, because it's not really us, it's really Hashem.